I can return your call from customer support. I can help.
Hi, yeah, I called because I had some money taken out of my account, and I have no idea what your company is or what's going on, and I'm concerned with it.
Okay, can I get your last name, and if you can spell it for me slowly?
Deese.
That was Deese?
Yes. First name is Tammy.
Can you also verify your address?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you also verify your address?
My mailing address is 800 Bierce's Way, 6WB, Hyannis, Massachusetts, 02601.
Thank you. One moment, your account is loading. Okay, I have your account before me, ma'am. How can I help you?
Well, I want to know I don't even know what your company is, number one. And number two, I don't know why you took money out of my account because I haven't gotten any goods or any services from you, so I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, so it looks like on the 26th, you placed a transaction for $574 for the Crusette set. Are you familiar with that?
For the what?
Crusette. It's a cookware set.
Oh, yeah, I did. But, you people are such freaking scam artists. It says that I won something, and then it tells me to pay for the shipping, and I pay for the shipping, and then I end up almost a month later with getting extra charges. I've never received any goods from you people, so I never received that.
So did you
cookware?
So yep. What about the $100 gift card?
Never received that either.
Okay, you should have received that upon the initial transaction. I can make sure that you get the $100 gift card.
I don't want any of that. I want my money back. I actually want my money back because I find this to be such a scam, and I'm sick of companies like yours doing things like this. Don't take my number off your calling list. I don't want any shit sent to me saying I won something and stuff because it's bullshit. You guys always end up taking extra money and stuff a month later or whatever. So it's all BS, and I want it taken off. I want my money back, and I want my number taken off your calling list, and I don't want to be contacted by you people ever again.
No problem.
I'm on a no-call list, so I don't know how I end up with. And it's always a goddamn text of bullshit.
Okay. No problem. Give me one moment while I go in the system and make the adjustment.
There's a $67.32 and then the $574 that was taken out. I know. Fine print. Read the fine print. Who the fuck's got time to read your fine print? That's all just a scam so you can fucking steal from people, hardworking people. I work my ass off and have people taking my money. I've got my own bills to pay to put a roof over my head. Never mind freaking cookware. I don't need cookware. It just looked nice. All right, husband, where did you put that?
Okay, ma'am, I was able to successfully cancel your account, and you will not be billed again. You can expect to receive a credit to your account in 3 to 5 business days. I do have a cancellation number if you're ready.
Unfortunately, I'm in the middle of something in my handle, so I don't have time. I have you on speakerphone. Is there a way you can text that to me? Or?
We can send an email out. You have to give me a moment so I can prepare the notes. So bear with me a few more minutes.
I'm there. Okay, one project done for today.
Okay, ma'am, I have you all set. You should expect to receive something by your email.
What do you have for an email?
Email address is tamtam12566@gmail.com.
Perfect. Sounds great. I'll be looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling customer support.
Mailman? God forbid. Poor guy, you never get to survive.